AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Republicans want the Justice Department to prosecute President Biden's son and brother.
The GOP heads of three House committees have issued criminal referrals to Hunter Biden and James Biden, accusing them of making false statements to Congress during the impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Republicans have been trying to tie him to his son's business dealings, but have not found any evidence directly implicating the president in wrongdoing. James Biden told lawmakers earlier this year the president never had any involvement in family business dealings. During a deposition, Hunter Biden blasted the impeachment push as a house of cards built on lies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is day two of testimony in the federal gun trial of the president's son, Hunter. Testifying today was Hunter Biden's ex-wife and former girlfriend. They talked about Biden's drug use. He's accused of lying to a federally licensed gun dealer and making a false claim on a gun application by saying he wasn't a drug user. Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning Germany the use of its weapons by Ukraine to strike inside Russia would mark a dangerous step, and said Moscow would provide long-range weapons to others to strike Western targets. A source tells the AP Ukraine has used weapons from the U.S. to strike inside Russia under the guidance newly approved by President Biden. A court in Italy reconvicted American Amanda Knox of slander. She was exonerated in the brutal 2007 murder of her British roommate while the two were exchange students in Italy. The court ruled Knox wrongly blamed the killing on an innocent man. Carlo Della Vedova is Knox's attorney.
Amanda is very upset, and from the outcome of this hearing, she was looking to have a final point of all this 17 years now judicial procedure.
Knox has argued her statements to police were forced. This is AP News. The warden of a maximum security prison in Wisconsin and eight staff members are facing charges over the deaths of four inmates over the past year. More from the AP's Haya Panjwani.
Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt, who led the investigations into the deaths, said at a news conference that Waupun Correctional Institution's warden, Randall Hepp, is charged with misconduct in public office and that the operations of the institution were unsustainable.
We are operating the oldest prison in the state of Wisconsin at a dangerous and reckless manner.
That audio is courtesy of WISN. All nine defendants no longer work for the State Department of Corrections or have been put on unpaid leave. The department said prior to the charges, all of those charged except for the warden were either under ongoing internal investigation, had been placed on leave, or fired. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.